Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Episode Deuce Deuce. Deuce. We are the eve of championship weekend, coming live from the Red Room. The Red Room. What up, Steve?
What up, man? We got a fantastic weekend coming up ahead of us.
Oh, we can't wait, dude. This is almost like more fun for me than the Super Bowl itself. Because you at least get two games that are championship level, and we have a lot of X's and O's and everything, but we're not going to get into a lot of that. We're going to get a lot of opinions and crazy shit. We got intern Snow hanging out on the mics.
I'm here.
You know, doing our thing.
Present.
So,
present.
Episode 22. We appreciate it, and we're just going to keep rolling with it. I think we're going to start with quarter number uno. What we got, Steve? What are we talking about?
Well, first of all, let's just kick it off with our parlays we had last week. And I know Snow decided to pick Pittsburgh for some reason.
No, Denver.
Seattle was what screwed him because I convinced him. I will take the blame.
Yeah.
Because my salesmanship was able to convince Snow that game was going to go a little bit different.
The smart Carolina's been known to choke.
The smart money last week was on the home team, which I picked all the home teams.
And for the record, I did buy the bottle of Jack Fire.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and Snow still owes me money for that.
But yep, I'm keeping
tabs.
We're
going to jump in right in the game. We're going to give a little bit of recap of what we thought happened and the craziness and everything. I want to start with New England, Kansas City, in the order that it went, right? So that line was about 4.5. It fluctuated.
It should have been about 20, not 8 points.
The final score, however, 27-20, a little bit more modest than what we thought the game went. I felt like the Patriots dominated that game from the beginning, clearly from the beginning. And Tom Brady had his full arsenal back. And
Edelman with 100 yards.
And it showed.
Right off the bench.
It
Jesus.
Showed. Yeah. So
and he hadn't played in a while either.
Hadn't played in like 7 weeks and got 100 yards.
That was awesome.
Like a boss. God, he's good.
So really not a ton to talk about other than the fact that neither one of us, all three of us.
Kansas City, we're still hot on Kansas City.
We'll continue
to be on hot Kansas City next year.
And Kansas City, they
got a lot to look forward to.
They do. They got a bright future.
And they got a lot more fans. Maybe if they, St. Louis fans will jump over there.
God, probably. But, I will say about Kansas City, being a Bears fan, as you guys know, and we're not going to talk about the Bears and the Colts.
We ain't got nothing to talk about this week.
But being a Bears fan, I can respect other organizations' fan base. And I will tell you that Kansas City's got one of the strongest fan bases. It's evident in just everything that they do. And I know the Kansas City, the Chiefs, wanted to bring a lot of the same kind of love that the Kansas City Royals did, with the World Series with the Chiefs. But you know what? You start as slow as you did, and then you come back. You rattle off 11 straight, and you meet the Patriots in New England. not a small feat to have to deal with that,
especially in New England, dude.
In New England, and
that's why I'm saying that it should have been 20-point favorites for them because they're at home.
And I apologize. I apologize right off the bat because we're going to be talking a lot about the Patriots. But what I do want to say is, and I'll tie this back to the Bears, the Patriots are now in their fifth straight AFC championship game.
Yeah.
The Bears haven't made the playoffs in like 6 years. So the fact that not only are they making the playoffs, they're making to the AFC Championship game every year. Call it what you want.
Remember the Super Bowl goes through New England.
It always does. In our era, I don't know if there's a better team out there. New England crushes Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, here's the exciting game we can talk about. Arizona and Green Bay. Dude, they're in that Hail Mary. I was right before then. I was like, there's no way in hell there's going to be another Hail Mary done by Green Bay.
I literally saw it.
I had to step up, walk outside, take a couple laps because I had so much money on Arizona winning that game and the under, and I'm like, here we go again. But what I want, my biggest to get, Hail Mary, here we go again, right? Aaron Rodgers.
It was the exact same thing.
Filling everyone else out.
Janice got in front of the two defenders and got the ball.
So, Steve, I have a couple thoughts on this game in particular. One, one of the best dudes in the league for the longest time, Larry Fitzgerald.
Picked that game up, carried it on his shoulder.
He just showed why he is one of the best all-time.
What was that, two
greatest dudes. I mean, come on, man. Right?
That was awesome.
Carried him written off. Yeah. I had him on my fantasy last year, and I was like, Fitzgerald's gone.
Had him this year. He's the man.
Slot this year, and he's just had a career year.
And it was awesome. And a lot of it has to do with Carson Palmer, which I know we're going to talk about later. But here's the topic I really want to get your opinion on. Not necessarily being a Packers fan. Not necessarily being, you know, you know, whatever. But what I want to ask is, Aaron Rodgers, arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the league, if not, I mean, he is, right? He's definitely one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Had a bad year. Bad
history
line.
Wise, well, listen, though, history wise, is he statistically in the argument about greatest of all time? In that conversation, maybe, maybe not, right? But do you think the Packers have failed it and they had a missed opportunity? So Aaron Rodgers is 32 years old now, okay? And he's been starter for, what, 8 years, I think, six, 8 years. I don't know, actually. I don't know actually the time frame.
About 8.
But they've made the playoffs for the last 5 years.
Okay.
They win the NFC North on a regular, like, on a regular basis.
Okay.
Right? But here they are, not being able to get over the hump. Now, 2 years in a row. And ultimately, greatest quarterbacks of all time are defined by championships, right? Super Bowls, that's where it is. Aaron's got one, right? Aaron's got one, so he's over that hump.
Yeah.
But are the Packers squandering an opportunity with an elite quarterback for them not to win multiple Super Bowls?
You got to protect your quarterback, dude.
So I guess my question is, so more specifically, my question is, the Packers have a very dedicated, here's how we do things. We don't go pick up big name free agents. We build from the draft, right? We keep it all in the house and all those things. And that's Ted Thompson's thing, right? Mike McCarthy followed suit. Mike Holmgren was there. Like it's the same regime.
You're completely losing me right now. What's the question you want to ask?
So my question is, are the Packers missing out on opportunities where you can go get some big name players, offensive linemen, wide receivers, etc., to go win? Could you get a Larry Fitzgerald to come play for you? A Calvin Johnson to come play for you? Give Aaron an actual threat to go do his thing?
If you had your receiving core not get injured this year, they have their receiving core. They don't need it.
So you're telling me Jordy Nelson is Larry Fitzgerald and or Calvin Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got Cobb also, and now apparently Janis, who, you know, got 101 yards off of.
Was that Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers, or Janis actually being a good?
That was a good play on his part.
Yeah.
You saw the receivers behind him, and then he just kind of ran up, turned around, fell on the ground. That was it. Took him in overtime. Don't blame the receiving core on that one at all.
Okay.
The offensive line has played hell with Aaron Rodgers all year, dude. You got fat Eddie Lacy. A very fat Eddie Lacy.
McCarthy actually, I think he came out and said that.
Mike came out and said something.
He's like, better go back to City next year.
Yeah. he's no bust. Just let him get to 35 years old, and then you can get fat.
You can do that. I just thought it was an interesting, just a take on the whole thing, because everyone's on Aaron Rodgers' nuts.
Yeah.
As he should be, and I know that I'm biased, obviously, as a Bears fan. You know, so it's like, fuck Aaron Rodgers. I actually like Aaron Rodgers as a person, I think. Olivia Munn, like, how do you not dislike that? Like,
you know,
wrap that up, right? And I think Snow told me if they're engaged.
Or so don't wrap it up.
Exactly.
Right? So as a dude, I like Aaron Rodgers. But as a diehard Bears fan, fuck the Packers. And I'm actually kind of excited the fact that how has it not been the Patriots and the Packers in the Super Bowl every year for the last 5 years?
Yeah.
I guess what I'm getting at. Aaron Rodgers is that good of a dude, that good of a quarterback, I should say.
Here's the thing. So, like, going forward, like, if they start losing in the postseason a lot more, then you got to start thinking, what kind of leadership is Aaron Rodgers and everybody under? You got to start questioning Mike McCarthy.
Favre only won one, right?
Yep.
I think he only won one. I think he went to two and he lost one, and he won one, I think. So Holmgren was that whole thing too.
But he was out after that. So
yeah.
what's look at it like that. Like, you don't win in the postseason in Green Bay, like, we know you're going to win the AFC North.
And I know you don't want to hear this, but NFC North is only getting better.
Yeah.
The Vikings won the division, right? So they already have that. They got a young quarterback, good core, the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that the Lions were the last team to win a game, but they look good the back half of the season. They still have a good quarterback. They got a good core. Right? If Calvin Johnson decides to stay, you know, I think they made some right moves. And believe it or not, the Bears are on the up and up. The Bears are on the up and up. They got a lot of draft picks. They got a lot of good moves coming.
Got a great coach.
Great coach and everything. We lost Adam Gase, but that division is going to be a lot harder. And that window is closing very, very quickly for the Badgers.
Wow.
2 years in a row now losing to the Cardinals. So I wanted to bring that up just because I thought it was interesting.
Closing for Jay also before
that. Well, I don't know.
Jay's about that same age, isn't he?
Yeah, but Jay's not a... Jay, to me,
he's not in that
same conversation, right?
He's not an elite quarterback.
Name your elites right now that are playing. Brady, Manning, who? I mean, Brady, Manning, Breeze, Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
Who else?
Put Cam in there.
He's a winding in.
I want to put Carson in there for the year he's had.
But elite, when it comes to elite, you got to get that tick on your belt, which is a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And Carson just got his first playoff game. So when you talk ticking the belt, I mean, right now to me, active quarterbacks, and 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, hell, 2 weeks ago, we could say that Peyton wasn't in that conversation, active-wise. But you know, Brady, Peyton, Breeze, Aaron.
Yeah.
Right? That's the list.
You got Eli.
Russell, you could throw Russell in there, maybe. You could throw those guys in there with the tick mark.
I'm not ready to put Russell in that mix yet, though.
I'm not either. But what I'm saying, though, is of the elite guys, Aaron's opportunity is closing very quickly.
Yeah. It'll be quicker than Brady and Manning. That's for sure.
So, all right. So the next game, obviously, so we know that the Cardinals won in overtime once again. Moving on to probably the most surprising game of the weekend, at least the way it started. Just the final score didn't seem like it, but Seattle, Carolina, obviously Snow and I, and I will again take blame for convincing Snow that Seattle was going to win that game.
Hold that W up.
Yeah,
they almost gave it away again.
The Panthers almost did. That it was a tale of two halves, right?
Yeah.
So 31-0. I think it was 31-0 at the end of the first.
That was a massive comeback by Seattle.
And Seattle goes 24-0 in the second half.
Very impressive. And what might come back to bite Carolina is letting themselves get blown out in that second half almost. Because Arizona can now use
that
second half footage.
What do they do?
And then that's what you watch.
But they
This is how they beat us in the first half. Let's go watch the second half, how we beat them.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree with you. And I think that it was a lot of miscues by Seattle in that first half. I don't know if it was necessarily Carolina showing who Carolina was. They definitely took advantage of a lot of miscues by the Seahawks. But I just don't – I don't know if
– God, it looked like Carolina was just out for blood.
We did too.
In that first half, man.
I was so
happy to see that. In that second half, I was just like, they're not coming back from this. They're on the road, and here they are. Back
I even said something. I already lost the bet because I took the under like a retard. And sorry, Mom. And I was like, I've lost this bet. There's no way I can cover the way the bet was lying up for me. There was no way I was going to win it. So at that point, I was just like, well, let's see, I'll just come back and win it just because it would be the greatest comeback in NFL history.
Yeah.
And it ended up not happening. Carolina moves on. Probably rightfully so. I think Carolina's proven that they're deserving of being in the NFC Championship game. And I know there's a lot of haters out there for Seattle. But you know what? Seattle's figured out a way to win that isn't their normal. It's been their defense. Russell Wilson had probably one of the hottest streaks in NFL history.
Marshawn Lynch playing didn't do shit for
him. And I think Marshawn's done. I don't think he's playing again for Seattle.
I know. I can tell you where he's
going
to play.
Where's he going?
Oakland.
Maybe.
Oakland. He's going home.
Go home, dude. Go home, because Seattle didn't want you.
All right, so we got next up. We got Denver beating Pittsburgh. That was a very surprising game. I thought that would have been a little bit more scoring that was going on. a lot more defense going on.
That fumble comes back and really hurts the Steelers. You know, Steelers had a shot in that. And quite honestly, I think the Steelers should have won that game.
They should have.
You know, and Peyton
but
then
to be even in the game, that was shocking to me.
Yeah, and you said earlier, would you call Peyton the new game manager?
Game manager Peyton Manning.
Yeah, because that's what he did.
That's what he's doing now.
Yeah, that's what he did. And not the way we saw that game going. I think we all picked Denver to win the game. But there was a shot there for Ben. And, you know, just to go out there. And something else, and I know that we call him Roethlisberger and we make fun of Ben and we've done it all season. But for Denver to come out and
We forgot about him in the elite quarterback.
We did. And I just, as I said, I realized that. But so I'm going to give him a little plug here. For Denver to come out and say that they thought, I don't know if you saw this, but they thought Ben was faking his injuries.
What?
And he wasn't actually hurt. And it was...
They must have not watched
Emmanuel Sanders, former Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver.
I definitely saw that.
Now a Denver Broncos wide receiver comes out and says, you know, he basically calls Ben out and says, I don't think he was actually hurt. And Ben just responded on his radio show. It was just like, dude, I had a torn Achilles.
Can't really fake that. Faking it.
Yeah.
Because you had Pac-Man saying, you know, Antonio Brown winked at him. That was great. That was a very classy move.
Pittsburgh at full strength next year? Watch the fuck
out. Dude, I'm telling you, earlier in the year, like, if Pittsburgh made the playoffs full strength, they're
watch the fuck out.
Fuck,
watch the fuck out. Steelers, watch out. Steeler Nation, you got something to be excited about.
We could have been watching the Steelers versus the Patriots for the AFC Championship. But instead we get another gym, another time to watch Jordan versus Bird or whoever you want to
put it.
We're
going
to watch Brady Manning again. Thank God.
Yeah.
All right, so real quick, Jim, let's do our second quarter. We're just going to talk about some of the bullshit that's happened the week. We don't really like bringing it up, but it's kind of fun because we don't have too many games to talk about anyway.
So we're
talking about Twitter beef now.
Twitter beef, bulletin board material.
In between the Broncos and the Patriots.
Because you know why? The two classier organizations.
They ain't
the Carolina Panthers and Arizona Cardinals. You're not hearing anything about them.
That's because Ron Rivera is managing one and
Bruce Arians is the other one, right? So both got ties to the Bears. One of them's got ties to the Colts. It makes sense. But a lot of garbage coming from the Patriots and the Broncos. In particular, who was it again, Steve?
It's Antonio Smith.
Antonio Smith.
Calling Tom Brady a crybaby because he cries to the refs every time he gets hit. Is this true?
It's not any worse than LeBron James.
Like,
LeBron James is the worst at it. I know we don't talk about basketball that much, but yeah. I think it is.
I think they have to start doing in professional sports because we know we've had like the Ben Davis brawl here.
Yeah.
And then you saw the referee get tripped. You got to start protecting some of these referees. They should just have a no contact clause. Like, you guys can't talk to each other.
They should not be able to. Like, I don't care if it's Tom Brady or not. I don't care if it's Tom Brady or not. What I think it is Brady gets up and he does. He complains every time he gets hit. Every time he takes a tough shot, he does. He gets up. But so you know, but there's other athletes that do that, like other elite guys.
Well, what's fucked about the whole situation is sometimes when there's no flag or anything, and then they get up and start talking to him, and then they throw a flag.
All of a sudden, there's a flag.
So
I don't think Antonio Smith is wrong.
He's not.
I don't think he's wrong. What was Brady's reaction?
He would probably cry anytime Brock or Peyton got hit too.
Well,
you know, the entire organization would.
Of course they would. Because you deal with injuries.
Yeah.
And I think the Patriots had to deal with one season of Brady getting hurt.
Yeah.
And that was, and they still went 11-5, by the way.
Gronkowski, in reaction to the question you asked, Gronkowski replied, their whole team was great at giving low blows. Emojis.
Yeah, and I think Brady's response was, you know, something like, well, you know, if I get a penalty on the defense, I'm always winning or something like that. Or, you know, so you try to brush it off. But once again, the media wars.
I love the memes that I've seen, dude. The memes
they're like, pretty hilarious.
The picture I saw was Tom Brady holding the baby, and the baby's face is cut out. There was Peyton Manning. It said, don't worry, Daddy's coming
to
town.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a perfect segue.
No, Daddy's coming home.
That's a perfect segue, because I don't want to talk a ton about Porter 2. Like, it was just throwing it out there.
Snow's got a fun picture he's going to post on our Facebook.
Yeah, check it out. It should already be there. But I want to transition to Porter 3, Steve, where we're talking about potentially the last meeting between said Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, at least in our generation, right? Given our age, you know, where we're at, the best rivalry between two quarterbacks that you can have. Now, I understand, as a football guy, and I know you guys understand this as well, the quarterback doesn't go play against another quarterback. The quarterback goes and plays against the defense, and the defense coordinator, and vice versa. But just for shits and giggles,
we're watching a chess match in between two players on the opposite side of the ball.
Right.
That's what they're used to. This is what they do.
Exactly.
And it's more interesting now that Peyton is a game manager than he is going to throw anything for him.
And this is the 17th meeting, I think. Right? And Steve's got some stats he's going to walk us through when we talk about this. So here's where our opinions are coming at. This is, I think, between Brady and Manning.
Let's not forget, to me, that even the more interesting matchup for this weekend is Cam versus Carson. Just in my opinion. It's funner to talk about Brady Manning, but Carson...
I would agree with you on that.
That's for the MVP.
Well, it's also the first time in the Super Bowl era that two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks are playing against each other. In the NFC Championship or in the playoffs
period. I didn't think about it. We got a 1-2 and a 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, you have that. But Cam, obviously, a Heisman winner. Carson, a lot older, 10 years apart. It was 10 years literally to the day, not to the day. But, you know, Carson won the Heisman 10 years ago. Cam won it, you know, 10 years after or whatever. Those two are going after it. But the argument always between Brady and Manning, who's the best ever? Who's better? You know, and on this podcast, a couple different times, we talk about quarterbacks and the best ever and everything.
Yeah.
You know, but we have a unique opportunity because in my opinion, is the last time this is going to happen. Whether Peyton,
possibly
depending on how it all plays out, right? You know, Peyton wins. You know, different story. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, do they go to the future? I don't know.
Oswalder?
I just don't know how it all plays out, what Peyton's going to be next year, whatever. But for all intents and purposes, as long as we're concerned, right now, we have the 17th, right, Steve? 17th meeting?
I do believe
11-5,
so, yeah.
11-5, right?
Yeah.
So the 17th meeting between the two of them, head-to-head.
Let me throw some stats at you, Jim.
Hit me.
Brady is 11-5 against Manning.
Yes, okay.
But 6-8 against the Broncos.
Okay.
Kind of interesting. In between, they've had four postseason meetings.
By then, you mean Peyton and
Brady.
Peyton
and Brady, yeah.
What's the record head-to-head?
I don't know off the top of my head. Sorry, I tell you.
It's all right.
But check this out. 130,000 passing yards in between the two. 358 combined wins.
I mean, this is the best duo.
30 playoff starts for Brady, 25 for Manning.
I mean, think about that. 30 and 25 playoffs? Like
300 passing yard games?
They make playoffs. That's what they do.
It's really damn
That's 30, what they
39
do.
39 and 38 years old.
Not drive that far yet.
Yeah. In the playoffs, Brady's got 36 touchdowns. Manning's got 9.
So that's a big
game.
But what is Peyton Manning regular season? I'm sorry, all time? Peyton Manning is what?
Still has the record.
He has the record of all.
He won't.
Right?
If he retires this year, he won't.
Why?
Someone
will beat it, you think?
Someone's going to beat it eventually.
Drew's knocking at the door, too. But, Drew or Tom, one
Drew's
of them.
Just that old.
We're not going to do our picks on this at all. Yeah, we're going to wait for the fourth on this one.
No, but what I want to talk about with this in particular is, and I think we're going to grill Snow more. Because when it comes to, my argument always when it comes to quarterbacks and the greatest of all time is always around championships.
True.
It just so happens that Brady's got four of them, knocking on the door for his fifth, right? Been to 5 straight AFC Championship games, but it's not like he's putting up pedestrian stats, right?
His
stats
numbers.
Are there. They're not quite as good as Peyton's, right? So when I go head-to-head and you say, I want a guy, who am I starting my league or my team with, I'm taking Brady.
On paper, yes.
Let's take this shot real quick, boys.
Before Snow has to respond to that.
Yeah. Maybe think about this one.
God.
All right.
How do I respond to this? First of all, he is a decent quarterback. I will admit that.
Decent?
I'm elaborating.
Let me go ahead and add into this quarterback. Because I got a feeling that the Cheatriots are going to be brought up somehow. But continue. I didn't mean to interrupt. Sorry.
No, I'm going to bring up all of that because he's a decent quarterback. Now, he also happens to have the greatest O-line ever. Ever. All right? He always has the best protection. You've got Yoda for a coach.
Peyton didn't have bad protection.
Peyton's never had that good of protection.
He's not as good, but...
You put Peyton behind that line, Peyton would be just as good as... Whatever.
But so now you're arguing system versus...
Quarterback-wise, I still think Peyton's a better quarterback. I think the numbers say it and everything. Brady has had better teams. That's the only difference I can tell between
them. Dude, you know how many seasons? We had 13-3 seasons and 14-2 seasons. Like,
yeah, it's a good quarterback, but Brady has always had better teams as a whole.
If we had a paid intern, I would ask this question. How many seasons had the Patriots in the same time span, right? Who had better
records
in the regular season? I would venture to guess that Peyton Manning had better records regular season wise, but the Patriots,
the greatest regular season quarterback of all time,
right? And the Patriots go in 11-5 and win Super Bowls,
and that's where the team comes in there. You've always had better teams,
and the only team, ironically,
and the experience of the playoffs,
and the experience.
That has been able to overcome that said Tom Brady, Bill Belichick situation is Peyton's brother.
Yeah.
Right? Because Peyton...
Little Eli got in there.
That could have been Coughlin and him being a team.
Brady literally could have 6 titles going for his 7th right now. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. He could have 6 Super Bowl rings going for his 7th right now if it wasn't for Eli and Coughlin the Giants, right? Think about that. How is that not an argument for greatest of all time, case closed, over? Like, I just don't... for a 7th round draft pick, or a 6th round draft pick, whatever the fuck he was, coming in out as a starter, I mean, Peyton had everything, right? Peyton was the number 1 pick.
And
he came in, he started right away, and he had all
like
the opportunities.
Gave it to him.
Right?
He earned it in Tennessee. He had, a shitty first two seasons, I think, with the Colts?
First season, really,
and then he kind of hit the ground running after that. He got Edgerrin to hand it off to. He had Marvin to throw it to.
In the Hall of Fame.
I mean, they had the triplets and everything. I mean, they worked their way up to that.
First ballot Hall of Famers.
Absolutely.
But for me, if Tom Brady wins another title.
Yeah.
Conversations. In my opinion, the conversation's already over. Between the two of them, Brady wins another one. That's it.
I ain't calling him the greatest of all time, but he's had some of the greatest.
GOAT.
The greatest team.
GOAT.
Moving on.
I've been to 7 Super Bowls. 7.
He didn't get them there by himself.
I don't give a fuck. I've been to 7. I won 5.
Vinatieri won one. Not Vinatieri. Yeah, Vinatieri won the Snow Bowl.
It doesn't matter. He was the quarterback. And everyone knows that you live and die by the quarterback.
This is true.
You live and die by the quarterback.
If you win, you lose. It's always the quarterback.
And you know what? And I think that Tom Brady, as much as you guys hate him, I think he's done a classic.
I don't hate the Patriots. I wanted the Patriots to do
up until the last scandal.
Play them in the playoffs, because that was going to be our Jordan versus, you know, the Lakers or whatever matchup. I love seeing that.
There's been a lot of scandals circulating that organization, too. So that's always going to be a permanent
But, you know, it's always going to happen when you're winning in this day and age. We're in the day and age of the media. Whatever you do, if you're winning all the time, you're obviously cheating.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
You ain't trying.
The greats never get caught.
You found this website. I want you to plug the website.
So, it's just all NFL.com. But, so, this actually breaks down. I'm comparing all four starting quarterbacks this weekend.
Okay.
Four stats-wise.
Okay.
And what I wanted to ask you, like, because looking at this, we're talking about Cam for MVP and Carson for MVP. But Brady's just not in the conversation all of a sudden. Like, he's a distant third. Even though, according to stats, he's having a better season than him.
Well, so the reason
So, check it out. Brady, 624 passing attempts, 402 completions. With Carson, you got 537 and 342. Cam, 495 to 96. Okay, that's your percentages. So you got 63, 59, and 64. Passing yards, Carson got 4,600. Cam got 38. What's up?
Who's at 59%?
Cam.
Oh.
So, and then Tom, with Tom's on 4,700 with passing yards. Touchdown passes, you got 35 with Carson and Cam. 36 with Brady. Interceptions, which is, I find very interesting. Carson and Cam, 11 and 10. Brady and 7.
So, all right, so
their QB rating, 104 for Carson, 99 for Cam, 102 for Brady.
So here's the reason.
The only reason I would give it to Cam is just the rushing more than anything.
Which is what I was going
to
say.
But that's so, also a very fucking dangerous thing to do in this day and age.
Total offense, right?
But Brady does it as much as he does.
Yeah.
He just does it for the first downs, and that's it.
Right. And Cam... You know my opinion about Cam. Like, so I don't dislike Cam. I dislike Cam's situation where he came from and
I want a little bit more class in that quarterback.
Which I know may sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, but
I don't think I ever saw Peyton Manning giving game balls to kids.
I'm sure he has. You never seen Peyton Superman every single first.
I get that. Yeah. But he did not do it like in the game. So I mean, what great way to build yourself up as a good guy to anybody than to give up a game ball to a kid
without having to build a hospital. Like,
yeah,
right. he has to
settle for that $1 million hospital he gave, and he doesn't celebrate every single first down like it's it matters.
Cam Newton is like LeBron James when it comes to that.
But he's having fun. He's having fun doing it.
I'm sure everybody's having a blast.
I mean, it's a business, and they're all acting like it's a business. But Cam knows the business, and he's having fun doing it.
To answer your question. Cam will win the Super Bowl, or not the Super Bowl. Cam will win the MVP.
Oh, yeah.
Carson's made a strong case for it, though.
He has, and the only reason Brady won't is 15-1. Cam went 15-1 with a depleted core, and literally, if you took Cam Newton away from that team,
he's done.
They wouldn't even make the playoffs.
Olsen can't do it by himself.
Right? And you take Carson away from the Cardinals. I think they have enough faith in Bruce Arians. Maybe they don't win 13 games, but they're still making the playoffs.
They did it, you know, last year. And they were down to the third string quarterback.
Exactly. You take Brady away. We've seen it happen that one season with Matt Castle, who's now a journeyman. Belichick still coaches his way into the playoffs.
Yeah.
He figures it out. So, in that regard, Cam gets the MVP. But what's interesting is they don't name any of these awards until it's all over. I'm sorry, until you know after this weekend who's going to be the Super Bowl. So, what I'm saying is, if Carson plays Brady, maybe Cam's out of the conversation if Cam doesn't make the Super Bowl. So, that still remains to be seen, I suppose. But, yeah, I mean, they've all played phenomenal. I would give it to Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, I'm a Chicago
Cardinals
fan.
He's put the time in.
And it's about time. Because Carson's one of those guys that when he came out of the...
So he survived one entire NFL season and you give him the MVP?
No, he survived
the stint. But what a hell of a season.
He also survived his stint in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right.
And lived to tell a tale. Name someone else that's done that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he resurrected his career a la Kurt Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, ironically, the same team. And Carson's one of those good dudes. He's one of those good fucking dudes. You know, he's just one of those guys. He does the work. He tears an ACL. He rehabs. He comes back. So that's my take. Brady, GOAT.
I agree. Brady, I agree with you on that
GOAT,
one, dude.
GOAT. So here we are, Steve. Quarter four for us.
NFC Championship.
NFC Championship weekend. Here are our analysis, our game picks. We're going to start with the AFC Championship game.
Can we get the lines?
Yeah. So with the AFC.
Yeah, give me the Pats Broncos breakdown.
Interestingly enough, and usually what happens is, we've talked about this before. You get 3 points for being at home. Okay, that's standard. So if Vegas thought this was an evenly matched game, the line should have been Denver -3. It is actually the Patriots -3. So what Vegas is saying, technically going in, Patriots are going to win by 6.
Yep.
But the line is -3. So if you were betting on this game, you would take the Patriots -3 over under 45.5. So
45.5.
So my initial, as the gambler of the group, is I would take the under because I don't know if they score 46 or 45 points. Here's what I think is interesting is you're giving the Patriots 3 points on the road in Mile High, which is a different place to play.
Yeah.
I think you said earlier in the podcast, Patriots are 6-8, or Brady's 6-8.
Against the Broncos.
Against the Broncos. We don't know what the breakdown is as far as home and away, but you know, assume it's half and half. It doesn't matter, right? You know, he's not winning against the Broncos, and at least half those games are going to be on the road. I just don't see...
Okay, so with the game that we had already on Sunday Night Football... With the Broncos beating the Patriots at home, how much does that cause to affect your pick?
It doesn't. Here's why. First of all, it's a different quarterback. Right?
If you're the Broncos and you're down, do you pull Peyton?
No.
At home?
No. You're in bed with Peyton.
Okay, so check it out. So let's just think about this. So let's think you're down 31-0 at home. What do you do?
Wrapped up.
Just keep Peyton in, let him ride it out?
You wrap it up and you say, Peyton, great career. Because he walks away from that, never playing again for the Denver Broncos. Maybe he gets picked up by another team, but that is the end of Peyton Manning. So, and knowing Peyton Manning, and I know that I just spent the last entire quarter talking about how much I think Tom Brady is the greatest of all time, I do have enough respect for Peyton Manning to understand that he's not going to let that happen. If you tell me that Russell Wilson is down 31-0 at the half and comes back and scores 24 points, you're going to tell me that Peyton Manning's not going to figure out a way to do the same thing. Maybe he doesn't win the game, but he makes it respectable. That's what's going to end up happening. I don't think it's going to be a blowout at all. I think there's going to be a lot of trickery.
I'm not asking for a blowout. I'm just saying if that blowout would start happening,
I don't think they
sit him.
No, I don't think that. I don't think
your
so.
Game manager and put somebody else in who can beat the Patriots.
I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
If
you thought that, you just started. I honestly believe that. Like, if you thought that he was going to be able to beat him, Brock Osweiler is going to be able to beat him again, you would just start him. But Gary Kubiak's in a very unique situation in the fact that Osweiler didn't look bad. Other than the first half of the San Diego game, which they clearly needed, and Peyton came back, gave a boost and everything. Brock didn't look bad.
Yeah.
But you have this Hall of Famer
sitting on the bench.
Sitting on your bench.
Ready to play.
Ready to go. How do you not use that, right? And you end up beating that San Diego team. You end up locking up the number one seed, which is clearly what we're talking about now because one versus two instead of two. You know what I mean? Like, this could have very easily
Denver
could have been a wild card team. You know what I mean? It would have been a whole different playoff. But Peyton came back. They won the game. Then game managing or not, They clearly beat an undermanned Steelers team, but they still won the game. Peyton was the quarterback. I think at this point, Gary Kubiak is, you know what, I'm all in with Peyton. He's either going to make it or break it, and he's going to either make or break my season. Gary Kubiak is not, his future is not in question in Denver. Peyton Manning's is. And Peyton has a lot more to prove than Gary Kubiak does, so Peyton's going to go out there and do whatever he can possibly do with the best defense in the league supporting him.
Which is what I, here's my thoughts going into this game. With all the talk about Mr. Peyton Manning's retirement party and everything else, and, you know, like this could be his Peyton last stand. That was one of the newspaper covers in Denver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think the pressure could really get to him at this point in time, especially going up against
the Patriots. It has in the past, right? It has in the past.
Tends to get to him. Like, you know, telling us out at the bench when he's frustrated.
I'll go ahead and just say it. Like, I'm not picking Denver to win this game. No, I mean, absolutely not. If Peyton would be able to prove to me a little bit more that he's under pressure and he's good, but when he's just doing game managing and still hasn't proven to me under pressure he can do it, I can't go with him, dude.
See, I'm just going to reiterate the stat you said earlier. 36 touchdown passes by Tom Brady in the playoffs. 9 by Peyton.
9!
Right, I mean, dude's got 4 times the touchdown passes.
Yeah,
I think all of our hearts literally would want Peyton.
Yeah.
In this game, ladies, am I wrong?
What?
Yeah, exactly. See,
talking to you too.
We're talking about you, ladies.
Clearly, already know.
I think our heart would all say that we want Peyton to win this game.
Yeah.
Before you give us your pick, Jim, Snow, what do you got?
Again, I refuse. I am genetically unable to vote for Tom Brady. So I will never pick Tom Brady. So go Peyton.
What's the score? Are they going to go over, what would you say, 42?
It's 44 and a half.
I'm going to say 35-38.
Oh, man. Jesus. Barn murder.
They're going to throw some numbers
up. Holy crap, dude.
Denver's defense will step up. And they're
so apparently Snow's going to be watching a college football game.
Wow.
It completely loses the fact that Denver has the best defense in the NFL.
I know, but it's Tom freaking Brady. So.
And Amendola and Edelman.
And they're all back. And all the kids are back. So yeah. It's going to be a shootout.
So I completely disagree with the shootout. So. My initial inclination is this.
I guess I should give a score.
I wish.
I'll just go ahead and pull. Sorry, I'm interrupting. We'll just call it 28-16. Yeah, interesting.
Okay.
I'm gonna go right off. I'm gonna hover that line.
What's the number? 44. Is that 44?
That's a push.
What's the math on that? No, 44 and a half. Get it in now. Get it in now.
So I'm going on the under.
Yeah, get it in now if you're with Steve. So this line's not going to change, right? Patriots -3. And what I was getting ready to say was the heart wants Peyton to win it.
Yes.
Give him another chance. Get in the Super Bowl. Your number, your third chance.
No, this could be his fourth chance. Lost one here with us. Lost one in Denver against Seattle.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It would have been. Yeah, so he's 1-2 right now. You're right. To even it up, 2-2.
Yeah.
Not happening. The Patriots covering that -3.
The heart is saying Peyton, but the brain has said Brady all day.
The Patriots...
Go.
The Patriots cover that -3 by a long shot. The only question I have is the 44 and a half. I'm with you, Steve. I take the under.
It's going to be close, though.
I think it's going to be a lot more under than what you said, because I think you were at 44.
You're thinking more defense than anything.
I
it's going to be as much defense as it was with the Patriots-Broncos game?
I think it's going to be like a 17-10.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those games.
What was the spread on the Broncos-Patriots game? Or Broncos-Pittsburgh game?
It was 7. -7, Denver. Denver was getting,
you know what the over-under was?
I don't remember. No, I do. I missed it by fucking 3 points. So the final score was 23-19, I think.
Oh,
I missed
shit.
It by 3 fucking points. Yeah.
So you picked the over, clearly.
Yeah,
All right, so let's try the under.
I think it's going to be the under. I think it's going to be very low scoring. I think it's complete opposite of what Snow said.
Patriots
cover the spread, but I'm thinking 17-10 is where I'm at right
Denver,
now.
Denver, January, cold air. I'm going with the under, dude.
It's going to be one of those things where, you know, whose defense shows up better, but I think Brady just has that psychological advantage. Belichick's has that. They're just over that. Like, we don't across sports, but we talk about it, right? Reggie Miller versus Michael Jordan, right? Yep. Like, it's just one of those things where, as good as Reggie was, as good as Reggie and the Pacers were, they could never get over that psychological hump of Michael Jordan. I think that's the same kind of situation. Phil Jackson, Michael Jordan, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. 17-10, Patriots call the spread.
All right, so the most exciting game of the week to me, as I've said already, Arizona at Carolina, dude.
My Chicago Cardinals.
This is going to be awesome.
My Chicago Cardinals.
Well, we're going to go ahead and call this a shot bet for the week.
Yeah, because you're doing some super bullshit. Or you're doing some Superman bullshit.
Listen. Yeah.
So let me defend my case.
I think.
Does anyone even want to know? All right. So
I think at Bubba's, what I'm gonna do is like wear a shirt over and then actually just rip that shirt off and then have the Superman shirt on.
So it's essentially a pick'em. So give me the line real quick. So a pick'em because Carolina's minus
-3. It's Wednesday. Keep in mind.
Yeah, but 2.5, 3.5. It's just gonna change based on bets in Vegas. Vegas opens Carolina -3, which is what you get 3 for being at home.
What's the over/under?
47.5. So here's where I'm at, and I'll go first. So Carolina's done and overachieved way more than any of us ever agreed. You go back to listen to episode 3 or 2, whenever we talk about our picks, we have the Panthers in the playoffs.
Well, we also talked about earlier, too, dude, that was the blueprint that Seattle gave Arizona on beating Carolina.
And I don't think Carolina has enough because the Cardinals' defense is very good that no one talks about.
Yeah.
And their offense is
Cardinals all year long have been flying under the radar.
It is one of those things where their defense is phenomenal. And I understand that Honey Badger's been out and he's out for
Freeney's
season,
getting no
whatever.
Love, but Freeney's
they're doing their thing. And all you have to do is game plan against one person. You shut Cam down, you win that game.
And Cam has shown, like, under pressure. I think his passer rating is, like, normally like 114. But under pressure, it's, like, 69.
They're going to get to him. And I understand that it's in
Carolina.
Again,
he's got, like, 600-some-odd yards rushing and X amount of touchdowns.
Well, agreed. But you know what's really cool is it doesn't fucking matter. The Cardinals are due. Cardinals were due last year. And the Cardinals are
last year. I'm not going to give you last year because they were on the third string quarterback.
Which is what I'm saying, though. Like, if they weren't on their third string quarterback, if Carson was playing last year, they would have been there. You know what I mean? Like, so the Cardinals are due in the fact that it is they've built an organization that is strong on defense, strong on offense. You have washed up, quote unquote. I'm doing the air quotes.
Yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald, who clearly isn't washed up.
Career year.
Quote unquote. Carson Palmer can never win the big game. Got his first playoff win under his belt. Career year. Right. The Cardinals are due. And as much as I hate the cliche of what I'm about to say, I'm going to say it anyway. Cam's got 20 years left. Cam's only 26 years old. And he clearly is a good quarterback. As much as Snow and I fucking hate the guy, he's got plenty of good years.
That he does.
It'll be very interesting to see how the future develops with Cam versus Russell in the NFC, because I think that's how it's going.
Unless his running gets him killed.
So right? are we not giving any respect to the fact that the Carolina Panthers won 15-1?
I'm not in comparison to what they're dealing with the Cardinals. That is the only reason I am not, because I think the Cardinals are that good, they're that well coached, and Ron Rivera should have been the Bears head coach. Ron Rivera was the defensive coordinator against in the Super Bowl against you guys as Colts. Right? Ron Rivera should have been the next Bears coach. So I have a ton of respect for him. He was part of the fucking 85 Bears. You know, I have a ton of respect for
him. But you're looking at your Carolina Bears versus your Chicago Cardinals.
And I am going with my Chicago Cardinals because I really do believe that this is just it. The Hail Mary didn't beat them.
That also squashed your conspiracy theory.
It did. Unfortunately, it did. But fortunately, it did because I want to see this happen. I am taking Arizona +3.
Okay.
And I am taking the over 47.5. I think it's going to be...
Give me a score.
I think it's going to be 30-24.
Reasonably close.
I don't think they're blowing out, but I think 30-24.
I kind of agree with you a little bit on that, except for everything you said.
I got you.
This is going to be a big game for Cam, and he knows it. And this is the stage that he's wanted to be on since he got into the league, since he won the national championship in Auburn. It's time. Superman and his Justice League are coming out. And unfortunately, you're going to beat Bruce Arians' Cardinal team. Because, you know, there's a couple Colts players that play over there besides Dwight. I don't know if you know that still. There's other players than Dwight. I'm a couple ahead. Ron Powers, I think.
There's a few.
But, yeah, no, I'm on Cam, dude. Points-wise, it's going to be a shootout. Like, the main difficulty that the Carolina Panthers have is the secondary with Carson and Larry Fitzgerald. Josh Norman's obviously going to be covering Larry Fitzgerald, so that'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I think it's going to come down to the other receivers
around. This is definitely more of the better of the two matchups, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, and you've got to have the Carolina Bears receiving core show up. You can't have one of these off weeks and off and on a week. So, you know, like Ted Ginn Jr., he was like super hot every fourth game in the regular season, especially because he was on a fantasy team.
Yep.
That dude would be like 38 points one week, and then the next 3 weeks in a row, 2, 4, 6 points. Following week, 27 points. And you know that motherfucker rode my bench every single game.
Sure he did.
That he had 38 and 27 points. But I'm still going to go on with Carolina, dude. Ron's coached them well enough to this point. It's going to be a great game to watch. I'm going to go with points-wise. I'm going to go with the over with you. Even though both teams have great defense. I'm right there with your what did you say, 30-24?
30-24.
I'm going to say 31-28.
So Steve's calling a push. He's calling a push on that because it's -3 right now.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to Steve, buy the hook.
Yeah.
Buy the hook.
But I'm also going
to actually make some money.
I'm going with Superman, dude. I'm telling you, dude, this is going to be his time. He might slam the door on Carson Palmer on this one, dude.
And he might. But you know what? I've been riding the Cardinals so hard all year. I'm not giving up on it.
They've impressed me more than Carolina while watching the game. Because every single Carolina game I watch, they squeak by.
Yeah, they still win.
It's not a definitive.
No. That may be the smartest thing Snow's ever said in his entire life.
I've been saying that for 2 weeks.
Besides asking Beth to marry him, that may be the smartest thing he's ever said.
It's
valid.
But they might squeak by, dude, but they're getting the win.
Winners find a way to win. I get that, but it's not like that definitive ass kicking. We're dominating and winning that game. They squeak by, field goal.
Patriots squeak by when they won undefeated in the regular season too, and some of those games too.
Yeah, and they end up losing because Giants got them.
Yeah. Carolina's got that loss out of their system.
They're not going to make it. I can't imagine.
That was a great motivation. Right, so
I can't imagine them winning at all.
So what do you got?
Clearly you got the Cardinals.
I got the Cardinals going.
You guys on the same team again? This is a win for me.
I didn't coerce him this time.
Yeah.
I think you just did. I think that was you were coerced. Yep.
This is my own volition.
What's the score?
Over under 47.5.
I think with that defense, I'm going to call 28-21 Cardinals.
See, I got the over there. We all got the over.
I know that.
We're all taking the over.
Yeah.
Snow and I are taking the Cardinals. So Snow and I are saying it's Cardinals, Patriots. Steve is calling for a rematch to Brady's first, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was Brady's first.
He played Jake DeLone.
It was Jake DeLone.
And
yeah.
The Carolina Panthers. And that was
Jack Del Rio, right?
Is that Jack Del Rio? No, it was John Fox. Because Jack Del Rio.
No, you're right. It was Jacksonville. You're right. It was John Fox. So Steve's calling the original come all the way back. So, still, how are we doing on time? We're doing all right with time?
We've got 55 minutes under that.
All right. I have two prop bets. And what I mean by prop bets is, you guys don't prop bets, are you?
Yeah.
Just, you know, random fucking bets, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Steve, when he was talking about Cam, made me think about it, so I want to ask two. And then given Carson's, it'll be based on last week's performance by Carson and Cam's normal. Over under, Steve, 100 yards rushing.
Cam under.
Take the under. Snow, over under.
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 He's not,
right.
he's not running that many yards against the Cardinals.
He might have two rushing touchdowns.
Not against the Cardinals.
Okay.
That defense looks too good.
And I agree with both of you. And then the over under, Carson, one pick.
Yes. Over.
So you think he's going to throw more than one pick?
He might have four touchdowns.
I'll give him one pick. I can see him.
Carolina's defense has
thrived. So you're saying a push?
I'll give him one pick, yeah.
Carolina's defense has thrived on the pick sixes this year, dude. That's why I'm saying those are
interesting.
One is a great, it's easy to go ahead and give that to Carolina because they're definitely worth it. Two, just because it's a huge game and Ron Revere is going to fire them all. What you got?
So I agree with you guys under on the Cam 100 rushing yards. I think he's good for like 80. It won't be 100, but yeah. I think he's going to run the ball a ton.
Oh, a ton.
I'm going to call 67 yards.
But he's also got to deal with
Green. Call it an exact number.
I think Carson lights it up. Three touchdown passes, Carson, zero picks.
No picks, wow.
Zero picks. That much confidence.
Those are your prop bets? Wow. You said it was 30?
Quarterback.
So how are they going to make up those 8, 9 points? Field goals?
Yeah, they'll kick some field goals.
All right.
It'll be fine.
They will.
Well, you know what's not going to be fine? Sitting next to you at Bubba's watching this game because you're going to be fucking just
time
pissed the entire time. 6:30.
6:30 game?
Yeah.
The late game's a 6:30 game. Snow's going to be able to join us maybe. Beth, what do you think?
Got the brothers thing.
Beth up in there.
Brothers renewal.
We'll see.
All right, Jim. So that's episode number 22. Deuce.
In the books. Eve of NFC Championship Weekend.
AFC Championship Weekend, too.
And all of it.
All right.
Sports ball championship.
Sportsing this weekend.
We are sports this weekend. I don't know what we're going to do on Saturday. Maybe we'll watch college basketball. I don't know. But episode 22 in the books. We still got a lot of stuff for you guys. PrincessPodcast.com. Check us out. The love that we continue to get is amazing.
The great sweatshirt you guys are.
The hoodie and the whole bit. Check us out. Get some merchandise.
We should probably post a picture of you wearing this on our page.
I think just we have at least, like, there's like 100 pictures of me on it.
Oh, you got
shoot all of it.
The Cam.
I'm not doing
Superman.
The Cam. I'm not doing Superman. I'm not doing
oh, there
Superman.
We go. If Cam wins, that's what you got to do.
All right. That would be part of the bet, I guess. But yeah, no, we appreciate it. We're going to come at you again. You know, we still got a couple more episodes. We're going to do a recap of Championship Week, preview Super Bowl. We're doing a recap of the Super Bowl. And then we're going to slow it down for a bit as we lead up to the draft. They continue to check us out. We'll have stuff, blogs.
Fuck Mel Kiper. It's all
We're gonna have some blogs that we'll throw up on our website and everything else. But, you know, again, we appreciate all the love and support. It's been amazing, especially like there was a little bit of a dip, and then all of a sudden lately it's been good, a huge spike, and I think that's just because we're getting better. So we appreciate it. And unless you guys got anything else, as always, Prince says, bear down.